your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is hour number two. USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill's with me. Frank, over the weekend, I was looking at YouTube, and I thought, let me just type in USA Prepares. I was absolutely shocked. There was this YouTube channel that was built, and it had Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, and me. And so it was put up by a guy named Ron Gibson. So I sent Ron an email. Now, I never met Ron, never talked to him, didn't know who he was. So I sent him a message, and I asked him if I could call him. And we chatted last night, and it was great. It was really great. So he's in North Carolina. We've never met, and he thinks that more people should listen to USAPrepares.com. So what he did was he built a YouTube channel with Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, and I've had Mike Rivero on this program. He's a broadcaster on another network, and he and I have been on the air many times together. I like Mike Rivero. So I'm flattered and honored to be considered for this YouTube channel. So I wanted to thank Ron Gibson, a real gentleman, and I've invited him to be on the air or to call in whenever he wants and tell us whatever he thinks we should be paying attention to. So Ron Gibson, North Carolina, thank you so much for putting up that YouTube channel, and I'll have a link to it or post on our website right after the broadcast. So thanks again, Ron Gibson. Isn't that neat, Frank?
It is. Well, it shows that people are listening, and that's very nice of him to do that, to include in the YouTube segment.
Yeah, yeah. And so this broadcast right here, right now, with you and me, Frank, is going on YouTube. I'm certain of it. And he did it so tastefully and so professionally. And what he does is he edits it for, actually takes out the commercials, so it's commercial-free broadcasting on YouTube. So anyway, that's what Ron Gibson has done. Frank, you wanted to talk about homeowners associations. Let's go there.
In here in Nevada, and I'm sure like in other states, my folks live in a HOA, homeowners association. And every month they pay the association to maintain the property. And fortunately for where we are, where folks are, it's very lovely kept. Now, Bank of America, this Bank of America, the very bank that foreclosed on everybody with no negotiation, robo signing, you know, writing out these homeowners on a rail, basically, are now suing HOAs to forgive these dues that are in arrears because the bank evicted these people. Nobody was paying the HOA fees, and I guess the banks are the owners of these properties now, and they're on the hook for the HOA fees. They are suing 28 HOAs and collectors who service these HOAs, saying that you don't want to take payments or you don't want to negotiate. Well, I'm glad the HOAs are treating the banks the way the banks treated their customers. And I just want to say I've got no mercy for these banks, and I'm glad to see you have the hunter becoming the hunted. And what will happen is that banks will have to disclose to new buyers of these foreclosed homes that there are these dues, and in many, many cases, if not all of them, these dues can be in the in collections and legal can be into like the high thousands, you know, big dollar amount. And people who buy these homes off the banks are responsible to pay off these liens to get clear title to the properties. And what Bank of America wants to do is erode the power of the HOA. In other words, get rid of the super priority lien language out of the law so banks can basically carry on. But I think it's quite anecdotal how they're on the warpath to get everybody out of their homes, and yet when, okay, now you own the home, now you're responsible, the banks say, oh, well, we're going to sue you because we feel that we're not responsible. And in a lot of these HOAs, people forget they got to pay taxes. There's roads, there's sewer, and, you know, this is just another hangover left over from the real estate collapse. And I have to say, and I do support HOAs in this remedy because they do keep the property up. And it's because of their work in the property. My parents their foreclosures in that HOA, but the complex itself did not look like it was in foreclosure. It looked like business as usual, and therefore it brought a steady stream of buyers in to buy foreclosed units and rehab them, and a lot of owner-occupiers moving in them. But I was just incensed to see that story, how the bank of America was suing HOAs here in Nevada. They got no business. They should just shut up and pay the HOAs the fees that are owed to them so their new buyers will not be on the hook for undisclosed bills relating to the purchasing of a foreclosed home.
Frank, let me see if I've got this right. So the bank forecloses on a loan that the bank has seen all the contract information, the listing information from the real estate offices who have listed properties when they're sold through realtors. So the bank knows full well and good that there is a homeowners association and there is a fee associated with that. They know that. They know that that is part of the agreement to purchase the property. So they're full aware of it in writing. There is no surprise to the bank. So what did they expect would happen when they foreclose and take over that property? That it would go away? What are they thinking? So here's the full force of Bank of America coming down individually on homeowners associations, right? 28 of them?
Yeah, and that's probably a tip of the iceberg. I don't know how many HOAs are registered in the state, but I think that this is only the beginning. And when I saw Braces Homeowners, you know, I just had chagrin. I just cringed. You know, they do a good job managing, and there's a whole slew of others in there, Canyon Crest, Cortez, you name it, they're in there. But I think it's absurd.
Well, I am coming down firmly on the side of the homeowners association, because everyone who entered into these agreements, meaning the original purchaser, all of those and the subsequent purchasers, they all knew about the homeowners association and the associated fees. So since everybody knew about it, who are these bankers to think that they can get away with not complying with what they've agreed to do? Who are these people?
And Vincent, not everybody like you and I and your listeners are able-bodied, where we can tend to our own homes and cut our own grass and so forth, so forth. You know, there are people who like to have a place looked after for them. And, you know, with all due, where I've been into a few of them, like down here, there's a place called Stallion Mountain. It was a golf community, very nice, you know, Plutie, I think, development. And when the foreclosure wave hit in there, like, a lot of people lost their homes. A lot of properties were left in shambles and disarray, like, to a point where insect counts probably shot through the roof. But because of the HOA, they're able to at least maintain a decent curb appeal to a lot of these properties. And again, they at least have it look like on the outside it's business as usual, and it's not a slum where it's going to deter people from purchasing in there and, again, making a home for themselves. I think they should be given a medal in this. Now, I'm not a total law and board HOA. Like, I know they go around and take pictures, and, you know, they just want your place in good standing, and there's landlords who do rent to people that are just pain in the ass to, you know, a lot of the residents who live there, and HOAs fine, you know, landlords for unruly tenants and so forth. But, you know, they do a job, and they do keep and if you don't like your HOA, well, come every year election, you can always vote the bums out if you don't like what they do. So there is a democratic mechanism in place. And but for a lot of people who do vote, like, you know, it's better the devil you know than the devil you don't. So a lot of these people do get. And plus, I don't think a lot of people want to serve on an HOA anyways. But I have to say, I was just incensed seeing that story on there. And I say shame on Bank America, because you were so quick to throw everybody out. And now when it's your turn to pay the bill, you just want to walk from it. It's not right.
You're right. It's not right. And our daughter lives in a home that has a homeowners association, and when she bought her house, she knew exactly what the rules were. She was presented with a copy of what she was required to do, and you know, her responsibilities, their responsibilities. She read it beforehand, you know, the entire document, and you know, the rules, if you will, and the fees, and she was willing to do it. So if you enter this knowingly, then you are obligated, and you agree to it, then you're obligated to it. So for about $400, maybe $360, something like that, she has snow plowing, snow removal. She has some security riding around in this neighborhood that she's in. And she has a pool and tennis courts. And they have activities. They've got, you know, mixers and dances and things like that. So it's up to the Homeowners Association to do what they want to do. And I think it's great that they are standing in the face of Bank of America. And I suggest that in support of them, any of us who have Bank of America accounts, we close them. Close them. What do we need them for? They're not on our side. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Let's talk about the currencies and the move.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just sent off an email to Dr. Judy Wood. We're going to be talking about 9/11 tomorrow. What really happened? What brought the buildings down? She is a researcher and a scientist. And she wrote it's like a college textbook, about 500 pages. Very heavy book. And we're going to talk about it tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So I just confirmed with her. She said, are we still on for tomorrow? And I said, you bet. So Dr. Judy Wood tomorrow. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, I just wanted to share something before we get into currency moves. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to talk about the music industry, what happened to Michael Jackson, and why music is spiraling downward with the gyrations and the antics that you see on stage by so many of the, we'll call them, quote-unquote, performers. And one other thing, I got an email from Grace Thorne. Grace Thorne, her class, her sixth grade class, 11-year-olds, Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I were on the air together last Thursday, and we were talking about science. So we taught a science class, a worldwide science class, with the students asking their questions. And Grace Thorne mentioned that her class, about 50 students, wrote about 50 letters to a U.S. congressman, and they received no response. And I think she was kind of hurt, and the students were kind of hurt, that why didn't they hear back from this congressman? So she asked me for my address, and she's going to be making photocopies of all of these letters, and she's going to send them to me. Now, what would I do with these letters? What would I possibly do with these letters? What should we do, Frank?
Just keep sending them.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call this congressman's office and I'm going to say, I feel so fortunate. Not only were you sent these letters, but I have a copy of them. But I don't understand. I really don't. Maybe you can help me understand why when 50 11-year-olds are learning about government and they send you a letter, why is it that no one in your office had the common decency to say thank you so much for participating as a citizen in the United States of America? And thank you for bringing your concerns to me as to what you are concerned about as a human being living in the United States of America. I want to know why they haven't gotten a response. Are we not paying these Congress critters enough money? Is postage too high? Actually, they get to send out mail for free. So what's the problem? Don't they have enough staff? What's the problem? Or are they just too busy? I want to know. I want to know. And I'd like to see these young people get a response. And we'll keep you posted. I'll let you know who this congressperson is and what the problem is. And maybe we'll even have them on the air if they agree. But for some reason, Frank, I don't understand. People don't want to go on the air with me. I invite them. I invite these government minions to be on the air. What do you think? Why don't they want to go on the air with us, Frank? Do you know?
Because they like what you said about having staff around them and all that. They use them to do their paperwork for them, but they generally like to only make appearances on the mainstream media to keep feeding mainstream people the same mainstream porridge, and basically that's all we've been getting.
Yeah, and here's something I don't understand. On last Thursday, when I was at this legislative meeting where I was proposing legislation that we talked about in the previous hour to the Missouri government, three representatives were there. And I'll tell you what, it was just me against three of these guys. Just me. And they still didn't have many answers. And they still, these guys are a disgrace. They're an absolute disgrace. You would think they work for us. We need to throw them out, every single one of them. Every single one. Throw them all out. I don't care who they are. Throw them out. Everyone. Top to bottom, left to right. We need to replace the entire system of we need to replace all the representatives, everyone, because they've become politicians. Frank Underhill and I will be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in No. 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's with us, underhillsecurities.com, underhillsecurities.com. Frank Underhill's the CEO. Frank, I just got a call. Mrs. Fennelly contacted me, and she said that over the past weekend, there was a gun show in Texas, and that the gun dealers were having a tough time doing business this weekend because of the looming government shutdown. When a gun dealer sells a gun to a person, they're required to do a background information check. And what happens is, when it's processed, either that it's processed on a telephone call, the purchase is either authorized, it's delayed, or the gun dealer is told they can't sell the gun to that person. So one of three things happens. It's either, yes, you're authorized, you can sell that firearm to that person. It's delayed, meaning it's on hold, you can't sell it yet, until you're either told you can sell it or can't sell it. Or the gun dealer is advised they can't sell the firearm to that person. This weekend in Texas, they had more delays than usual. It made Fox News. And we were told, Mrs. Finelli was told by one of us at USAPrepares.com, that the delays are more than usual. So I just wanted to share that with the class. That is breaking news that we have firsthand. Mrs. Finelli received that news firsthand just minutes ago. So I wanted to share that with you.
You know, Vincent, they should just hand over the firearm in lieu of cash, no background check, none of that stuff. I come from the mindset if you have to regulate it, you don't need it. And if they would just get out of the way of commerce, this person wouldn't have a problem keeping his doors open or collecting revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right, Frank.
And I don't even believe in background checks because they don't ferret anybody out anyways. If somebody's mental or picking on retarded people, that's profiling, and that should be unacceptable.
Frank, I mentioned on the air that I am supporting gun confiscation from the government, meaning the police. The police, we should confiscate their guns because they have demonstrated that they are unable to safely handle them. The same with tasers. And what I mean is there was a man in Hayward, California. He went to visit his friend. He sat on his friend wasn't home. He sat on his friend's porch. He had the garden hose nozzle in his hand. And, he was just waiting for his friend to come home. And the neighbor across the street sees him and says, oh, man, I don't recognize that guy. Calls 911. 911 shows up, four guys. So this guy's sitting there with a garden hose nozzle in his hand. And the man across the street calls 911 and says, there's a guy and I think he's got a gun. Dispatcher says, what kind? He says, well, a small revolver or something like that. The police show up. Shotguns, handguns. They don't say to the man, hands up, what do you got in your hand? Sir, do you have a weapon in your hand? No. Nope. They killed him. They blasted away. And he's sitting there with a garden hose nozzle. Totally unprepared for the assault by the police. It's on the website, USAPrepares.com. Another one. Man with a seatbelt violation. An alleged seatbelt violation. One cop car cruiser is chasing him. Another one joins in. The guy, for some reason, this black man, for some reason, jumps out of his car, runs across some grass, slips, falls, and the police car chasing him runs him over. Literally, the dash camera shows this man being run over by a police car. Obviously going so fast, the police car could not stop in time. Out of control. So we need to get the guns out of the hands of these cops. Now, where is this going? Well, Sam Bushman is a friend of mine. Sam Bushman is a broadcaster for about 20 years. He also picks up this broadcast on his network. Sam Bushman has been on the air with me. I've been on the air with him. We're friends. We like each other. We're really good friends. Well, he was telling me that, and he's a friend of Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, and I'm a friend of his also. Well, he was talking with Sheriff Richard Mack about what he heard me say on the air, which is gun confiscation from police. I think Sheriff Richard Mack is running with it. Unbelievable. I love it. So some of the things that we say on this broadcast get picked up by others. I've heard Rush Limbaugh say things 3 or 4 days later, 2 days later, things that I've said on, original language from this broadcast, I hear on Rush Limbaugh's program. So obviously, my mom, you, we've got at least four listeners, Frank. What do you think?
Well, at least the word's getting out, Vincent. You know, another topic I wanted to talk about as well is, you know, a little continuation of the HOA business was when we went through a huge housing boom here. A lot of people were buying homes in outlying areas like in Pahrump, Mesquite, Prim, wherever. And now it's really taken a shellacking over there. People are really suffering a lot of foreclosures. And developers were making bundles of money. And when you look back in logic, where the only industry out there is prostitution, brothels, low-paying jobs, low-paying casino or pub jobs, and people flocking in there thinking, oh, well, we'll just have a short commute to Las Vegas, only to realize that they basically bought into a trap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, who would live in a place where there's regulate, where there's prostitution and brothels? If you're retired, why would people move to these places?
It makes no sense to me. It really does not make a lot of sense to me. We don't have anything like that here. You know, we're in our farming community. And, Frank, we're talking about homeowners associations. Now, I live on a farm, and all of our neighbors live on a farm, and we have a homeowners association. What we do is we help each other. You know, we're associated with each other, but we don't have any dues, although we pay dues. And here's what we do. If I have extra produce from my garden, I bring it over to my neighbors. If they have it, they bring it to us. If they need a hand, we help them. And they help us. And, for example, one of my neighbors said, hey, Vinny, I've got so much grass. The rain is out of control. Can you send your herd of cows over and help me get rid of some of this grass that's choking his farm? So we sent 100 cows over there. 2 weeks later, it's all cleaned up. All cleaned up. No government intervention. We just did it. You know, we didn't ask for permission. We just did it. And we wouldn't. We wouldn't ask for permission. We don't need those guys to help us. They're in the way. So I'm with you, Frank. I think homeowners should get together. And whether it be formally, as it is with homeowners associations with dues and rules and covenants and regulations, or whether it's done informally without rules, regulations, and covenants the way we do it here in our community. I think it's good. I think it's good to know your neighbors. I think it's good to work with your neighbors. It's absolutely a requirement. As a matter of fact, one of the cornerstones of what we do at Ziggy's is we are building community. But the interesting thing, Frank, at Ziggy's tonight, there will be people there from probably a radius of 100 miles. People will come from easily a 100-mile radius to be at Ziggy's because they want to build community in their area. Now, it's not one community that we're building. We're building hundreds of these small communities within a 100-mile radius. And actually, I think we're building them all over the country, places we don't even know about because people are listening to us and they're saying, you know what, we can do it too. And that's why, class, that's what I was telling Ron Gibson, who built this YouTube channel, and he has us as part of his YouTube channel, USA Preparers. We're talking about Ziggy's, and he thinks it's really neat how we're teaching people they can build their own meetups the way we have. So, Frank, tell us about the currency moves. Where are we going?
Well, I was looking at my charts, and I look at the you look at the pound, it's up. Yeah. You look at the euro, it's up. You look at the Canadian dollar, it's up. The Australian dollar is up. And the U.S. dollar is riding at 80 and a bit, and it's just been teetering there for quite some time. And, of course, people have seen like maybe a modest recovery in precious metals prices. And I think I say on programs even a while back that the dollar looks like it's cresting. Well, the dollar had a high of 84, and now it's down here at 80. And other currencies have moved up, and I think if a trend carries on through, this could probably only even bode better for the metals.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure. But, you know, the other currencies being up against the dollar really is an indication that we're not doing very well. We have sent abroad and away our manufacturing, our tool and die makers. And frankly, we can't be a society that we can look to as being a great one without great manufacturing, without great engineering, without great technology, without great innovation, and without great morals. Take all that away. We got nothing. We got nothing. In the headlines, there is a train collision in Chicago, 33 hurt. 33 are hurt. And also, looks like three-quarters of the White House staff will stay home in a shutdown. Is that great news or what? I love it. Frank Underhill and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November 10th, on November of 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is, "E pluribus unum," rather than, "In God we trust," an established law of the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
I'm coming on the air right now, but I wanted to say
no whining.
Thank you so much for wanting to come to see us tonight.
And seasoned opinions.
And how did you hear about us?
Matters at the controls.
Great. Thank you so much. Right. Bye bye. Well, that was fun. That was fun. I just got a call. There's a lady who wants to come to the meetup tonight. And she heard about it. She read about us in the newspaper. And she's going to be coming tonight. So, if you'd like to come and learn about what's happening in the music industry, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to show a movie, actually a couple movies. And, of course, there's always open discussion for those of you that have questions about preparedness and survival and what's happening. So that's Ziggy's tonight, 5:30 every Monday. Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30 to about, we stay till about 7 or 8, but sometimes we stay until 2:30 in the morning. So it's free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, you may, at the lowest prices in Springfield, Missouri. That's tonight, every Monday night, 5:30. USA Prepares meetup. Frank, you know, there's a couple of things that we've got on our list that we haven't discussed today. One of them is oil. Where's oil heading? And then your hot water heater. We've got about 4 minutes. What do you want to do?
Well, Vincent, let me just do the hot water. You know, like, because of programs like this, our hot water tank went out, and I had no hot water. I had no actually running water, basically. I had to turn it off. And I have, like, a dozen bottles of water in the in my pantry. And I was just using that to wash my face and brush my teeth and make coffee with. And
so you had to shut off your water?
All of it, yeah.
So you had to shut off your water. Did you have a leak?
Hot water tank gave way.
Yeah. So you had a leak, and you had to shut off the water. So in your house, there was no water. That means no flushing of toilets, no kitchen sink, no powder rooms. Okay. So what did you do? How long did it take?
Well, it's still ongoing.
Really?
And,
so you don't have water yet?
We're coping so far. No, not yet. No running water.
Okay. Well, Frank, for those who may be listening, you should have, if your hot water heater was installed properly, you should have a shutoff valve at the cold water side inlet to your hot water heater and one at the hot water side. You should be able to shut those two valves off, and then as a result of doing that, you'll be able to stop the leak, and also you will be able to have cold running water in the rest of the house. That means the toilets will flush.
Well, the cold water goes into the hot water tank.
Yes, but that's true. But there's also cold water that bypasses the hot water tank. So I'm saying, now you may have, if your hot water heater was installed the way I would do it, you would have a shutoff valve at the hot water heater going in and out of the hot water heater. Shut both of those off, and you should have the ability to open up your main shutoff valve, which is probably what you shut off, so you'll have cold water throughout the rest of the house.
I'll take another look, but I don't think I saw one. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. Take a picture of your hot water heater and and the plumbing, and right after the broadcast, send it to me, and I'll tell you what we should do, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm so glad that you did have some water there ready to go in your pantry. What do you think's happening with heating oil, Frank?
I think you'll probably see, right now oil is low. It's down a bit. But I think it's probably going to be picking up again. I think heating oil, I think we're probably going to be in for cold winter. As you see already, there's snow falling in parts of the country already, and we've just exiting September. So I would try to conserve on that front as well, too. I think heating oil would probably be a bit of a premium this winter, if winter's starting this soon for a large part of the country.
But it's down right now, right this second, right?
Down right now, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to call my oil company because I've been waiting and waiting. And oil peaked, and we rattled our sabers to start another war. Oil shot up, and I was furious. I was furious because it was going to cost me another $500 to buy oil. And I said, I'm not doing it. And so maybe I did the right thing. Frank Underhill, I appreciate you being with us today, as every Monday. Underhill Securities. .com, underhillsecurities.com, and we'll figure out if we can fix that hot water leak right here, right after the broadcast. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. You're welcome to come, unless, of course, you're a politician. You would feel very uncomfortable if you're a politician. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. We're going to win in the long run. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.